You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We are pleased to bring in with us right now Gerard Cherry. Gerard, so as you watched the combine on television, did it bring back some of those troubling memories that you had about your combine?
No, I've therapy's worked out for me.
Therapy's
pretty much, I'm over it. I'm getting over it. Every now and then, I look at my bank account, and that bothers me. But outside of that, I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So what jumped out at you?
What really jumped out to me is Johnny Manziel's not being the athlete that he's been advertised to be, really, for me. That's what's jumped out to me. I thought he'd run a low 4.4, low 4.5, 40, have a 36-plus vertical jump, and he's had none of those things take place because he was sold to me as a guy who's a phenomenal athlete, tested in all the Texas A&M drills, and could compete with anybody on his team position-wise. So for him to have the numbers that he had that really were mediocre, to say the least, that jumped out to me big time.
What did you think of the wide receiver group that seems to be so deep and full of so many explosive playmakers?
Yeah, a lot of guys ran really good 40 times, and you don't want to get caught up in that because you think back to like a Stephen Hill, for example, 2 years ago. That guy had a phenomenal combine.
Corey Williamson, yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily translate because you run a fast 40 that makes you a good football player. So you got to be cautious of that. At the same time, though, you want to have some good measurables, and that may contradict what I just said about Johnny Manziel. But at the same time, you have a deep group, but I just of the mindset that a guy like, his name escapes me as we speak, kid from Clemson, in my opinion, he's special.
Sammy Watkins.
He's special in that if you have an opportunity to get him, I think he separates himself from the rest. But, yeah, you do have a deep class. And if you pair anybody up, from my standpoint, with Josh Gordon on this team, it could be an upgrade because our wide receivers, obviously, last year, based upon you guys' ranking, 52 and 53.
We did the old 52 and 53
right,
thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It would be an upgrade.
Right.
Could be, yeah, to say the least. Interesting points there, and I'm glad you brought that up because it isn't just about the speed. What else do they bring? What does the tape show you about the players and such as receivers? And the other thing is, how much do you think Blake Bortles helped himself in relation to the quarterbacks who didn't throw, Teddy Bridgewater, and you mentioned Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, Blake did the courageous thing, and I'm a go-getter, and I think that will sell in some guy's mind that, okay, he's trying to make things happen by going out there and throw. So I think he could have helped himself in that regard. His 40 time is going to be a reason to hold some stuff against him. Now, he's a big individual, and run a 4.93, that's not going to impress anyone, and you wonder, can he escape the pass rush? Because you have guys like Jadeveon Clowney chasing him in the NFL on a daily basis. So,
of course, you just pointed out, did you see the overlay? You know how NFL Network can put the, on the 40 times, right? They run them simultaneously off the start,
right?
They can lay one over the other. Did you see how far Jadeveon Clowney was ahead of Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
You just picture how quickly, you know, how much he's going to be able to catch him if he's chasing him.
Exactly. It will be a matter of seconds. And don't get me wrong, Clowney is a specimen and a freak of nature as far as his speed and his burst. 37-inch verticals tells you that as well. But when you look at it like Blake Bortles, for example, and if, say, the Browns are interested in him, he's a project, and he said this himself. Mm-hmm. And if he's willing to be that project and wait in the wings for, say, Brian has success, and that being Brian Hoyer, I'm all for that. I just don't know if you get that guy with your fourth overall pick, because I'm in the mindset, if you're going to get someone fourth overall, they have to have immediate impact.
Has the combine in any way changed who you want the Browns to take at number four overall, and who is it right now?
I've been on the Sammy Watkins bandwagon, even though I couldn't remember his name earlier, so you guys got to forgive me for that. But I've been on his bandwagon and thinking that if you can just pair someone special, a game changer, with Josh Gordon, just the mismatches that you will create for your football team, offensively speaking, would just be incredible, because I think Sammy's game translates big time to the NFL, and if he can come up here and make the things happen that he was able to do in Clemson, I like that combination.
Well, he certainly set – He certainly said the thing that Browns fans loved when he talked about Josh Gordon, and he said, what a combination. He said it would be a nightmare for opponents to have them together, being paired up with him, which played so well. We posted that story on ClevelandBrowns.com. It got the most readership, I think, of anything that we had on our site during the combine. So, yeah, and I think I'm with you on that, although I'm – And you're not below four isn't going to happen for the guy or for a team, I think, that wants the guy. But that said, there's still a little trepidation in my mind about a receiver at number four, knowing also in this draft, if he was the only guy we could get, and we talked about this earlier, there's so many good receivers, I think, who can help you, and you can get them later.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. But again, we talk about game changers and special, because at the end of the day, you want special on your football field. And on your team. And if you can get special game changer types, that's how you win. And if he brings that same attitude to the locker room, and from just a schematic standpoint, it's true what he said. You are going to have nightmares. All right, who do you double? And then if you can get a tight end to go along with Jordan Cameron as well, then you're good to go. So I really think that this draft has to be more offensively focused. I would be shocked if that fourth guy was a defensive player. But hey, crazier things have happened.
All right, he is Jerod Cherry. Thank you so much, my friend.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
And you can hear him shortly, top of the hour. He will be with Bruce Hooley, Hooley and Jerod, following this show. More Combine and Browns thoughts from that. Want to thank Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, for joining us, as well as Jerod. Want to thank Megan Rock, who rebounded very nicely on the water situation.
Like a star.
We got water in the studio. We need it. We talk a lot. We got to have some kind of water to help us.
Be parched.
Be parched. And you bringing back all those daiquiris from the Bahamas, too. We appreciate the folks at the Atlantis for doing that for us.
Good rum
that we were drinking during the show.
I saw a great quote that if you drink rum before 10:30 in the morning, you're not an alcoholic, you're a pirate. Arr.
that's going to become a slogan of the show. Jason Gibbs, thank you for producing, and thanks to everybody who hung out with us and called us up. And you know what? Let's do this again tomorrow.
We shall.
Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.